Hey, it's Anna Sale, and I want to thank you for listening to Death, Sex, and Money, where I explore the big questions and hard choices that are often left out of polite conversation. You can hear new episodes ad-free every week on Amazon Music, where you can find Death, Sex, and Money and all of your Slate favorites without the ads.
Hi, this is Dahlia Lithwick, host of Slate's legal podcast, Amicus. If you're listening to this show, you might be interested in Amicus's live show that we're hosting in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May the 14th. My colleague, Mark Joseph Stern, and I will be talking to some amazing guests, including Sherrilyn Ifill and a sitting state Supreme Court justice, all about how originalism, a relatively recently invented way of interpreting the Constitution, has taken over the Supreme Court and radically reshaped the law. It's been doctrinal rocket fuel for the conservative legal movement and facilitated the rolling back of abortion rights, the expansion of gun rights, and the obliteration of the separation of church and state. And as another wildly consequential Supreme Court term careers to its end, the court's originalists are on a tear. But there's something you can do about it, and we hope you'll join us in D.C. on May 14th to explore the possible pathways out of the current situation. Go to slate.com/amicuslive for tickets.
Hey, this is Anna from Death, Sex, and Money. And for the first time in the show's history, I am recording a voice memo for you instead of you recording a voice memo for us. But I wanted to just very quickly be able to record for you the very good news that we're announcing today, that Death, Sex, and Money is still alive. There's life after death. We have a new home, a new partner. The show and I are going to Slate, where we're going to be making new episodes for you soon. Slate, if you don't already know, of course, is the journalism site, slate.com, that has been making podcasts for a very long time. And also a place that is making new podcasts, starting new podcasts this year. So it feels really exciting to me as a journalist to have found a place to continue making Death, Sex, and Money that feels both sturdy and steady and innovative as a journalism organization right now in 2024. So what is next for you as a Death, Sex, and Money listener? First of all, just stay subscribed. Stay here in your feed. New episodes, when they are ready, will be coming to you soon. After some members of the Death, Sex, and Money team and I take a little minute for a creative reset, do a little recharge, and think a bit to rearticulate the mission of our show to ourselves and then to you, because in this new era of Death, Sex, and Money, we want to really build on what we are so proud of doing for nearly 10 years at WNYC. We heard from you so many kind notes and encouraging pep talks as we neared the end of our time at WNYC, and we really hear and appreciate how much our show has meant to you. And so we want to build on that spirit and do what we've done, and also mix some things up and bring you some new things that feel fresh and exciting on top of what you already know Death, Sex, and Money to be. So again, what you need to do, just stay subscribed. If you want to keep in touch as we kind of are in this maybe creative hibernation time, sign up for my newsletter at annasale.substack.com to kind of keep up on what's going on. I may come to you with some questions, feedback, et cetera. Listeners have always been a really big part of what we do at Death, Sex, and Money, and I'm thinking about that a lot as we go through this transition. And one other thing you can do if you really want to be helpful is go to Apple Podcasts and write us a review. And in that review, if you would, share one of your favorite one or two Death, Sex, and Money episodes, something I'm going to be looking at and thinking about. What are the episodes that really popped for people and meant something to them? And also, when you do that in Apple Podcasts, even if that's not where you usually listen to podcasts, when you get reviews in, it's a really good way for us to find new listeners. And that's important to us as we move to this new address and introduce ourselves to people who might not know about Death, Sex, and Money yet and are going to meet us as we move to Slate and launch this new phase. So again, you can just go to Apple Podcasts, write us a review, and tell us some of your favorite episodes. I'm so excited to keep in touch as we go through this. I feel energized. I feel, just like really lucky and excited to keep being in conversation with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything, for listening, and you will hear from us soon. I'm Anna Sale, and this is Death, Sex, and Money with new episodes soon coming from Slate. I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.